Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast.
So what do you think about this, the brighter side?
I like the brighter side better. It's very, very drinkable
to
me.
This is one of my... So when I get back to Maine, this is one of the first beers I look forward to having on tap when I get
does
back.
It, does this have Mosaic in it as well?
I think so. No. As far as hops that are... as far as what it's saying, fresh citrus and ripe melon, no, I get the melon out of it.
So it doesn't list the hops at all?
No, but there's no Mosaic at all.
I wish you guys could have this on tap.
Oh, really? It's real good.
It is 10 times better on
tap. For kind of being like a bright beer, it's got a real nice mouthfeel to it.
Mm. And it's, what's the ABVs?
ABVs. It is.
It's like, I want
to
say six.
I'm not used to reading main can, so hold on. It's for on a second. The side. Oh, 7.1.
So you read right to left.
Yeah, it's like right here on the... Along the eye.
Yeah.
It's like a tattoo.
Kind of 7.1.
Bicep.
And what are the IBUs?
Does it have IBUs?
I think it has IBUs.
I think it's pretty low.
Next to the ABVs?
It's going to be 40-something.
No, there's no IBUs.
There's no IBUs?
I'd say it's like a 40.
What's the brewery called?
Lone Pine.
Lone Pine.
Lone Pine Brewery, Portland,
Let's
Maine.
Say 35.
You just say that's your guess?
Yeah.
What's your guess, Joey?
I'm gonna guess like
now that we're doing
like guesses, 20.
We have this thing at work. We do. We're like bet lunch. We're betting lunch on everything.
How many lunches have you lost?
A few. You win and you lose. Yeah. But it's like bet. Like there's been whenever it's a serious bet, there's money thrown around.
You know? Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the beer called?
It's Brightside IPA.
IPA.
American IPA.
It doesn't even say on the website, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, it will. Lone Pine Brewery.
Oh, so is this a fucking black market beer then, or what?
It says the ABVs. Our American IPA balances a subtle malt character with smooth, clean bitterness and layers of complex citrus zest, tropical fruit, and pine.
You need to go to Untappd.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I got an Untappd profile, but I have never rated beers. I don't know how I rate beers, but I always get people hitting me up on there like, hey, I rated this beer here.
And they tag
me
in
it. Yeah.
I turn all those notifications off.
That fucking app.
Lone. I spelled loader. Lone.
Lone.
L-O-N-E. Space.
Boner. What?
Lone. Brightside.
That is so annoying.
O-H apostrophe.
I got it.
H-O-N-E-Y.
It's been checked in like 16,000 times.
How much?
16,000.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Grapefruit tessellation. I'd like to try that.
You can hear, if you listen closely, you can hear Joey peeing and burping.
It's like, oh. They all in one...
They don't say it on there.
No, it says NA for IBU.
Doesn't it? And you can hear the toilet flushing.
So maybe it says NA IBU, Joey.
It has no IBUs.
It has no IBUs.
So maybe it's like all late edition, I guess. They're not measuring that.
They just can't measure it.
Or maybe they just don't care.
Yeah. Let's just call it zero. Let's just call it juicy.
But it's not like, I mean, it's like juicy, like the melon kind of juicy, right? It's not like.
So the lower the IBU, the clearer, right?
Mm-mm.
No. No, opposite.
No, I don't think they were that related. I think you're associating that because a lot of the lower IBU IPAs are hazy IPAs.
Yeah.
Right? But you can get a low IBU IPA without it being hazy.
Just the same thing, not even IPA, like a blonde, for example.
Because
my blonde was 20. It was not over 30. Otherwise, yeah. I couldn't end up entering that competition. It was like 29 IBUs.
Dude, Josh, I would love to take you, all of you. So,
road trip.
There's this fucking place in, what's it called?
I drink Fiji water because I'm cultured.
Cultured like yeast.
Cultured like a bitch.
Is there something different about that water, or is it just in your mind?
It's in your mind.
No,
the reason why I got this, because I use this for my yeast starters.
You use Fiji water for your fucking yeast? Are you serious? That's why you work all that overtime.
Baller.
No shit.
Fucking baller.
And I was like, you know what, I have this. I was like, I'll just take this.
I use this water. That's fucking Winco purified drinking water.
Yeah, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be fucking putting my shit through a fucking brine.
No, you know what I do?
I use the RO water that I use for my strike and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'll show you that. Picture.
Where do you get that? You have an RO system?
It's RO and it's like filter. Oh, it's a little fucking shit on the corner. Mm-hmm. They sell ice and beer or ice and beer.
So
ice and water. I get my water from this. It's like $1 a gallon. Forget 5 gallons.
Oh wow!
And it has everything. It's RO filtered, all this stuff. But as far as all my my salt dishes and stuff, everything's pretty precise. So
you measure that yourself?
Yeah, I measure my own.
I started doing the brewer's water stuff.
I started out doing that, and I said, you know what? Like, I can do this myself. So I get my own. I follow my own. I don't do it off of a beersmith. I don't do it like precise as to the T as my grains, but my pH comes out pretty close. So I kind of simplify it.
Oh, really?
As far as like SRM and what if I'm doing a hoppy beer, bitter, you know, just going off of what style I kind of, and I'm pretty close, if not exact, to my pH, I need to be for my beers. Nice. So,
you got a pH monitor using strips?
No, I got a monitor. I got strips and monitor. I use the strips for my like Star Center. Some I have my pH monitor for because I was using my strips before, and John's like, "You got this fucking system? You're using strips? You fucking cheap bastard!"
That's what I'd be saying.
And so, like, I was like, I got one off Amazon. I said, here, John, you happy now? I got the fucking pH monitor. But for if I'm doing, like, a just straight drops a star sign in my bottle, I'll just use the strips.
So, have you guys...
I get them from work for free.
No, go ahead.
Because we deal with acid and stuff. So,
what's the pH on your star sign? 2, 3?
2, 3.
Yeah. Do you do it in mass batches or you just do it by bottle?
Sometimes Sometimes for the bottle, I'll just a couple drops. But if I do a mass batch, I'll have like a keg full.
Mm-hmm. I've done like, I got a Carboy is what I keep.
Yeah.
Look at this. I got that idea, Frank.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Where's that at?
Zoom in on the tap handles.
Are they dildos?
No.
Damn near shit.
Yeah, no shit. Damn near.
It's a bunch, dude. That's a lot of fucking lines to clean. That's in Maine?
Yeah, it's at a place called Ebenezer's Pub.
That's a cool picture, too. The picture you took was cool. You know, like the angle and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So were there tap?
Was it like 40 taps?
I don't know. It's a fuckload. Next door to that.
That's a scientific term.
They got a shitload of liquor, too.
Yeah. So next door to that, they have a fucking wall freezer or fridge that has every fucking shelf. So, I don't know if I have.
That's a fucking
check out the list. They got a massive fucking beer list, dude. And a lot of that stuff is like a Belgian style.
Oh, yeah. I seen that right away.
Yeah. I would love to fucking take you guys there. Amazing fucking beers, dude. Beers you never even heard of.
That's cool. Do you like Belgian styles? I mean, the ones you've had. Have you had many?
I have not had many, but what I have had, I fucking dig.
Oh, really? You like so? To me,
and I have John to thank for that.
Kind of opening your eyes a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah. John will definitely challenge you into something.
Yes.
Yeah, I like saisons.
I'm not a big fan of the saisons.
Saisons are really all over the place for me.
Yeah, they are.
Because you can get them where they're almost sour, right?
Dude, there's another
whole other page.
Another page. This one right here, North Coast Old Rasputin Russian Imperial Stout, 9% ABV.
That's good.
Yeah.
Look at that fucking guy.
I've had that one.
Which one is it?
Old Rasputin.
Oh, that's a popular beer, right? I've never had it, but
that fucking thing was awesome, dude. It's good. And then this guy, De Halven Man.
I gotta concentrate. Ralph
Hendricks.
Jimmy Hendrix. Triple,
9% ABV, beautiful Belgian triple, spicy yeast, and fruit, light pepper, boozy sweetness from the historic center of Bruges since 1856.
I'm proud of you, man.
That was my favorite fucking beer.
Really? What style was it?
Belgian triple.
Yeah, it'd be on the peppery side. I mean, I like
those beers. It was that fucking peppery amazing. And okay, so here's another one.
We're going to sit here and listen to Joey's picture list.
I can't even pronounce this. Brasserie?
Breast?
No. Brasserie? Brasserie de la Sena Zinnenberg. 6%.
Sounds French.
Belgian Pale Ale. It's a dry and crisp with... the picture cuts off. I can't read it. Peppery nose while drinking, light and airy.
Okay, so what I want to know is how much did you spend there?
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, here? I walked out of there with the $200-$300.
Yeah, hand. I bet.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, it just wasn't me. It was a couple of us, and we had lunch. We had an amazing Belgian lunch. Oh, it was so fucking
good. That was kind of neat. If you could get Belgian food with Belgian beer, that'd be kind of cool.
Dude, you know the fucking cool thing? The bartender was a chick.
Belgian.
No. She was a female.
She knew the beer.
She knew the beer. She fucking served the beer style with the associated glass.
Mm-hmm. #proper glass,
right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. It was
so, it was a great temperature wise, how cold was the beer? Not very cold, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Belgian, like
this European, is colder. Right? This is colder than what they served. So it was great.
So right now we just moved to Crusaders Oktoberfest.
Good shit.
And it is very good. I mean, if you look at the color on this, it's gorgeous.
Right?
It's
very Oktoberish.
Almost a reddish clear. Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful color.
It's not even amber. You hit it right. Reddish.
Yeah. And it's super clear.
Red orange.
And very, very. But we're probably drinking it colder than it probably supposed to be, right? From a traditional German style.
Yes. It's good.
Just coming out of October, so they brewed this up, and I got it a couple weeks ago.
I had it when they tapped it. I mean, it's pretty awesome stuff.
It's a good beer.
Pretty, really, really, really fresh.
Very, very drinkable. It's
5.3, I think,
is the ABV.
Which doesn't suck.
No. Really drinkable. A lot of good beers, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's
a good
Fucking Kenny missed out again.
Yeah.
Fucking love it when he misses out.
Good beers except for the Lagunitas Hop Stupid.
Oh my god, that thing sucked. I imagine that's how it would probably be like sucking on penis. Something I never really want to fucking experience firsthand, and that's what that's probably like it was.
I don't think it's gonna be worse. I'd rather drink that beer. I think.
Oh, for sure. So would I. I don't want to suck penis. Fuck that.
Right about now, Kenny be going, one time was enough. 10 times is enough.
And you know what? I would not put it past that fucking guy is something else. So
we went back to the Kenny conversation. Josh just walked back in.
So hopefully in a couple of months I'll be hitting this place up.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
Treehouse?
Yeah.
Treehouse, wow.
I asked my boy, hey, dude, next visit, can we make a fucking drive down to Massachusetts? I believe that's where they're at. And check out this brewery. And he goes, fuck yeah. So
is Trillium down there too in Massachusetts?
I'm glad you remember. Yes, they are. They're in that area.
Yeah. When we went to Idaho last month, we got into Boise, and we were staying the night there for the one night. And we were driving downtown to our hotel, and I just kind of zigzagging through downtown, and I see this big vertical sign, and it says Trillium. And if you've ever seen Trillium's logo, it's kind of like a three-pronged flower or I don't know what you'd call it. You know what I mean? But it has
almost like a gothic type of thing.
Yeah, but it's real like, you know, like real block letters and then the logo. And that's kind of what it looked like. And I went, and for whatever reason, I haven't only had a couple Trillium beers over my lifetime. So it's not like one of those beers where I know exactly where they're at and where they're, but I assume they're East Coast, but I just, for whatever reason, I saw that and I went, holy shit. My first thought was, Trillium is in frickin' Boise? That's where we're going as soon as we park the car. You know what I mean?
That T-R-I-U?
No, L.
T-R-I-U.
Trillium. But it wasn't them. It was like a restaurant named Trillium.
Well, Trillium, I think I've had a few beers from them. I seen an article. I don't know who posted it. Supposedly they were getting kind of bashed on.
So
they had some barrel aged stuff, and supposedly that a lot of people were like, it's not even barrel aged. You're just like adding liquor to the beers.
No shit.
I don't know how true that was or, you know, what, but.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
They're just like, it was Trillium. Well, whiskeys do that sometimes, right? They say it's a 12 year whiskey, but it's just how they age it, right?
Well, Joey's talking about going to Vermont. I told him, I think I had mentioned one time to go to Hill Farmstead in Vermont.
So.
Don't forget about your microphone.
Yeah.
He's got his phone pulled up. He's got the map.
All right, so.
I'm going to translate. So.
So that's normally where I hang out, right? In this area?
So he's pointing at a spot on the map.
It's called Naples.
I see a big ass lake.
Naples, Maine.
Huge ass lake.
Yeah, right there. So Trillium is here.
It's probably a 6-hour drive.
Then Boston, 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah, Boston, Massachusetts, and then one tree.
You got to go through two states. You go from Maine through New Hampshire.
Three states.
What's the third state? I see you're in Maine. You go through New Hampshire. And
Two states to get to Trillium. Mass. And then Massachusetts is. Where's that goddamn fucking? Oh, it's up here somewhere. They talk so much shit about Maine. People talk so much shit about Mass. Mass people are fucking assholes too. I've seen that. They're
fuck
fucking
the Red Sox.
Fucking dickhead. Fuck the Red Sox. Cock sucking Mass hats.
Fuck Dave Brady too.
Mass Brady too. Ass.
Are you speaking of football? Your Niners the only. Undefeated team in the fucking NFL.
Hopefully they're going to be undefeated after Monday.
Who are they playing?
The Seahawks.
Oh, they're going to fucking get whooped on.
I don't know.
Anyways, so you're going to have to remind me.
I'll remind you.
I was debating on wearing this shirt or my Niners jersey.
Fucking Niners.
Who is it? Kaepernick?
No, Rice.
Oh.
Jerry Rice?
OG.
OG.
OG GOAT. OG stands for old goat.
Back in the day, I was a Niner fan.
You still should be.
They're playing good ball right now.
Back when they had fucking good people on the team.
Oh, they got
Ronnie Lott. They
got people.
Craig.
A bunch of freaking ballers right there.
They just had like a Hall of Fame team.
What's it back then?
Back then? Oh, dude.
Is that the team's Hall of Famers?
Is that when you became a fan?
No, I was. Honestly, when I grew up watching football. My dad's a Cowboys fan. My mom's side of family is Cowboys. So, like, I never really.
Are you guys originally from Texas?
No. I never really rooted for. Thing. Yeah. I never really rooted for them until I started watching football a few years before they won the last Super Bowl against Chargers. Okay. And then that's when I really started, like, man, like, I fell in love with Jerry Rice. I'm like, man, I just like the way he plays.
How could you not?
And then, Joe Montana. And then to tell my dad, like, I like the Niners. You know,
get out!
No, son is not that cabron.
Growing up, it's like, I couldn't say I had a team, you know, because I didn't really follow football until you start getting older, you know? So a couple years before they won the, you know, Super Bowl against the Chargers, that's when I started liking them.
Yeah.
And after that.
That's really exactly how I became a Bears fan.
You're a Bears fan?
I am. And it happened when it was like one of those things where just everything lines up, right? I started getting into football.
Yeah.
Right when you had the Bears win the Super Bowl, 85 Bears, right?
Yep.
That was about that time.
A long time ago.
Fucking old, man. And so it just stuck.
I'm not far behind.
Fuck, I love them. And then I was like, okay, I'm paying attention to the Bears. And then you see fucking Walter Payton.
Mm.
Walter Payton is really the reason that I love football and love the Bears because of just the way he played. And that just stuck.
Think about
it. It's been a rough fucking 40 years since then.
Think about growing up, like my dad. I'm like old school, like football. Like growing up, my dad would, he would order those from the Sports Illustrated. They used to do their little.
Oh, yeah.
Every
yeah,
year
yeah.
they do the release of, you know, the football seasons. And I felt like so a lot of people are like, man, like you know a lot about football. Because we used to watch all the old school the tapes, everything of football, like growing up. So I know a lot, like you said, Walter Payton, you know, like Roger Craig Niners. You know, just Dan Marino, just all these old school
yeah.
teams, you know, like, and I just grew up watching NFL and I grew up watching Bruce Lee movies Bruce from Lee. My dad. It's just, I watched embedded all of those. Yeah, head. It's like embedded. So like, so that's why I'm just kind of like, I have that old school mentality as far as like sports and uh-huh. all that. Uh-huh. Especially cool. football. Cause I just watch nothing but old school football, you know. You know, like back in the day, that guy, what's his name? Steve Sabo used to host a lot of those old school football, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. The Niners back, I mean, you're talking about like basically the mid 80s, right? Late 80s.
Late 80s. Yeah. Early 90s.
The Niners.
Up until like 93.
Yeah. The Niners were, I mean, those players you're talking about, the Ronnie Lott's and the Jerry Rice and, of course, Montana.
You didn't fuck with them.
They were amazing.
They're unstoppable, amazing. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
So cool. they were the like today New England Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. You had these like iconic players on the team that were just come together in a certain kind of like combination of yeah. stuff. So do you think the Niners are that now? Do you think the players they have now are like that?
It's a different time now. They play old school ball as far as badass defense and a badass running game.
But from like a long term perspective, because free agency has kind of fucked a lot of that up, right?
Yeah.
Well, not even free agency, just Patriots have been doing it. They, because their star players aren't taking like these max contracts,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're kind of following the old school plan. Like Brady,
I'll take one for the team.
He could be making like fucking, I don't know how much money a year, yeah, but
he
chose to not do that, to keep certain players I mean, that's why he's won six Super Bowls, you know, or fucking whatever, how many he won, you know, it's.
Yeah, but so that goes with the mentality, right?
Yeah.
A lot of.
See, well, it's selflessness, it's, right?
So, yeah. So we were talking about this earlier, right? About workers and.
Yeah, fuck the company or do we all win?
Yeah. You know, and there's. You know, there's this, and I had breakfast this morning with another buddy. We were talking about the same thing. You know, these fucking kids, and I will call an adult. I have two 20-year-olds right now, new hires.
I thought you were talking about Oh Honey again.
No. She's in her fucking 30s. She feels like a 20-year-old though. But anyway.
On the inside, she feels like 20.
Oh, honey. But, dude, I got these fucking two young guys that are.
They feel like they're 20?
I don't know, dude. They. One, there's a difference. One was brought up, obviously different than the other. And they're both fucking wicked smart.
Yeah.
But one, you got a lot of fucking fire in his ass to get him to pick up a piece of trash in front of him. And the other one is like, hey, dude, what do you got? What do you got? Give it to me. I want to do it. I want to learn it. Oh, no. Or are you going to go do this? I want to go with you. I want to check it out. Blah, blah, blah. I want to learn. It's just fucking awesome.
Yeah. There's this guy that I work with. And, whenever my guys want time off, like I'll call him. And if he's free, he's one of those dudes where like, hey, you know, what do you want me to do next? You know, like, yeah, you know, do this. All right, what's next? And even after, have him sign all their stuff, whatever, for the day, he goes, hey, you know, I just want to thank you for letting me come here and work, make some money, you know, like, and it's like, man, like, this is a young dude, but then you got some fucking guys that are just fucking complain. I'm like, dude, like,
like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You know, like he said, and it's like, hey, do this.
Oh, yeah. It's like
a different. Oh, dude, I can't fucking stand that.
I need attitude for that.
Dude, and then this dude here is like,
fuck.
Then this other guy, he's like, oh, man. He's Mexican. He goes, man, jefe, you know, thank you. Thank you for letting me work with you today. And this
thank you
that.
For letting me work.
Yeah, and then, like, this other guy, I'm like, hey. And then that's when I go off on him.
Dude, I cannot fucking stand
And they're like, man, like, Josh is an asshole. I said, yeah, because you're a piece of shit. I'm going to be an asshole to you. He's there to say, hey, do this. He gets it done. Hey, what else do you need me to do? I'm like, fuck. Well, take a break. Fuck.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my face.
Take a fucking break. You know? But,
oh, yeah. There's
definitely dude, different mentality.
Fucking irks the goddamn shit out of me.
You pulled the cord.
I mean, I'm not as old, but I'm getting there, and I mean,
it's very generational too.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting at.
And how right? you were brought up,
and these fucking kids want everything handed to them, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I fucking printed out a 300-page book of information for this new hire because he asked for it. Like, yeah, dude, I'll help you out. I'll get you whatever information you want since you asked.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy goes, oh, so what's up? Are you in fucking so-and-so boyfriends now? I go, what the fuck do you mean? You're fucking jealous because he asked me for info and I'm giving it to him? Like, fuck you, dude.
It reminds me of my blonde.
Josh went back to homebrew stuff.
Fucking, we need to. We're talking about work.
Fucking.
Well, I got my friend from Sacramento, a very good friend of mine. He had this Green Flash beer. Blonde ale.
Are they still in business, even?
He said it's a real good brew. He goes, it reminds me of your blonde. I said, I hope mine's better. Mine's along the lines of a blonde lager.
Do you know the story of Green Flash, as far as like the recent story? I mean, because they were basically in trouble, yeah. Right? They got bought out, and then what happened?
Well, Silva was a part of that, right?
Yeah, I think he was the brewer before it got bought out or something, right? Silva, who has a Silva Brewing in Paso Robles now.
I need a map. We just went to Pismo like in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to hit all these breweries.
That's not just going to Pismo.
Yeah, yeah, but like coming back that way, you know, I'm like.
Paso's popping.
I wanted to go to some of these breweries, but my kids were all burned down. Right. I was like, I need to make it. I know you're always over there.
I go there off of work.
Yeah.
But we go over there a fair amount for like just to go to the wineries and stuff. Mm-hmm. But now there's so many breweries over there. I mean, you got Firestone, and you got Barrel House, you've got Silva, you've got Kilo
Central
Coast Brewing. Yes.
I had some brews from there, but you know
that's fine.
From Matt bringing it to me. I really like
Kilo or
no Central
Central Coast.
Yes.
Their beer is really clean. It's a small their place. Beer. Burp.
But yeah, it's
Where's that Harbor Medicine?
It's just like, I just don't really travel that way. Every time I want beers, like good solid beers, I go up north.
Yeah.
Santa Rosa area.
Of course, there's a Windsor. Shit ton of beers up
there. Yeah, so we got the north guy, we got south guy, which is south. Kenny.
And another San Diego, right? Well, me my good buddy Troy and I, we go to the Planet of the Younger release and we do the beer passport there.
Younger, not elder. Younger.
We'll go. He needs to come with us to out there, and I think it'll change his tune.
Come with us out where?
To that release.
We go up north.
When are you going?
Santa Rosa.
February.
February. First or second week.
Oh, I might be in May.
Of course you will.
But I even told my friend, I said, hey, look, one of these years, because that's like my past. That's my hall pass. Like, hey, like, my wife, I've been going there the last 4 years. I'm like, that's my hall pass.
So you get laid when you go up there, too?
So no. Are we going to the strip clubs then?
That's my hall pass beer. Like, hey, you get this pass to go.
Just shut up.
I get fucked up every day out there. But I told him, I said, hey, instead of going to Rush River, let's head up to Portland. Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
So Great Notion, Ruse Brewing, you know, all those. Great breweries up there. That's where I want to go.
I got a Great Notion in the fridge.
Do you?
I've never had one.
Which one is it? I've had Juice Junior.
No, it's the pancake one.
I've never had that one.
Should we drink it? finish it out. So Richie gave it to me.
So give it to Joy and fucking have him shit on his Portland Maine beer. But that's like a bucket list. I want to go to Vermont to go to Hill Farmstead. That's a bucket list mm-hmm. brewery. I want to go up north to Portland, Oregon for Great Ocean. Hops or not, I talked to him here yeah. and there, and he has a buddy that does all these beer runs, and he gets all those beers from him.
He posted a picture the other day, Hopstronaut, of a whole fridge full of Great Notion, right?
He gets them from his buddy or whatever.
So I asked him.
Connect.
So I got that beer, and then, you know, I've got some beers aging, too. And I asked them, once I got that beer, because I was like, do I drink it or do I sit on it?
I had a beer aging that I brought, if you want to drink it.
But I asked them about it, because it's a canned beer. And they said, we don't recommend aging a canned beer at all. And I didn't realize that. But I've been sitting on it for a couple of months.
I've been sitting on this beer.
What is it?
I don't know if you want to drink it.
What is it? Joey is pissed that we finished off the Crusader already. Shout out to Crusaders.
Shout out to fucking Crusaders.
Eldorado? What year is this?
17.
Oh, shit. You really want to drink it now?
Okay, I brought it. Why not?
Because I'm talking. What is this? This is a blonde barley wine.
Blonde barley wine. Oh, one of my favorite beers.
Dude, so
it's almost 13%. Do you want to do it side by side?
Yeah.
Okay, go get it.
Oh shit! What are we getting?
So the beer that Joey's gonna go grab, it's not. It's technically a barley wine.
It sounded like Kenny farting.
That was the couch. His says barley wine on it, but he said it's an imperial stout aged in a barley wine barrel, which I don't understand. But it's a numbered beer. Like it's like number whatever of 720 bottles.
Yeah.
So he was debating whether or not he was going to open it tonight. So we got it. You bringing this probably helped that.
Yeah, but
it sounded pretty good.
That
have you had this before? Have you had this one already?
I've had it like of the year, like 2017, like fresh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had it.
Sitting. Do you have any more?
No. I have a couple.
Because I'm thinking of...
A couple other beers that I just been...
Last year I did we did a bottle share over here. We did when we first... It was kind of a half-ass...
I'm gonna have to get another one of these.
It was a half-ass...
I have a Parabola 18, too, that I'll probably sit on.
Sit on it. Well, it's only 18.
I'm not going to sit on it, but...
Well, I'm going to do another bottle share over here.
I'm not personally going to sit on it.
You're not that kind of guy.
I'm hurting at the same time. I'm wanting.
Get in front of the mic and tell that story.
I'm hurting and at the same time wanting.
She said, "Oh, honey,
I have a few beers that I sit on. I'm not a beer like
fidger.
Yeah, but I have some beers, and I know the homebrew club's doing their Friendsgiving. And they're like, do you have any
special beers to
bring? And I'm like, I do, but
I don't bring them to that. So where's the Friendsgiving at?
Before we open this,
I think it might be here.
What is that, a Pokemon?
It's a Pokemon beer.
Read the data on the label.
First, is there any more waters over there?
Yes, there's probably like four.
You want one?
Oh, yeah. There's four. There's six. Oh. Typical Mexican. Oh, you're fucking bitching about something here. Take the whole fucking thing.
Okay, this is a Big Bang. Bottle date 1/16/2019. Bottle number 376 out of 720. 11.9 ABVs. Barley wine.
And the one you brought, the Eldorado, is 11.
So what is this? Brewed by Barrel Souls Brewing Company in is it called? How do you pronounce that? Saco Maine.
Saco watches. And you said this was a beer they forgot about?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of backstory to this, according to the brewer.
So am I opening this now?
Yeah, open that bitch up.
I get the liberty of doing this?
Yeah.
Whoa, you better take a picture.
Wait. So they forgot.
For the gram.
They forgot.
Oh, I didn't even see this
yeah, thing right here. You're not looking. It's got art shit. Dude, you're not being a Kenny, not reading the label.
It says... Artwork by Carter Shappy, and I'm like, that's it?
It's fucking words.
There's a fucking Pokemon, and I see this.
Other side's got liquid, actual art.
Liquid
art. Pose. Pose with a dildo. Speaking of sitting on a beer. So anyway, they forgot about the barrel?
Yes, they forgot.
It's weird because a lot of these breweries and like homebrewers, like, I forgot about this. Is that like common? Like honestly, like if you're sitting on something and then you're like releasing these other beers, like I can really see that.
So, according to the bartender, this beer got lost for a year and a half old, and he could be just telling me a story, right?
No, I believe it. It's believable.
Yes. You know, they have a lot of stuff.
It's highly carbonated. I don't know.
You poured it like a fucking...
Joey pour.
Like an asshole.
Call that hard pour.
He poured it like Joey would pour the sanctification in his beer, in his glass. Oh my
gosh. I'm so excited about this. Dude,
He didn't get any yet.
Oh, you did.
He poured it. That was like a
Japanese bottle.
It is kind of like a sake bottle, right?
Yeah. I got some sake at home. I should have brought.
Did you make it?
Yeah. I didn't make it.
Some guys do that, right? They do the sake, yeah. homebrew sake.
But I like my sake mixed with beer.
Sake bomb. That's what I call it.
Sake bomb.
When I say sake, you say
I like mixing my sake with sake. Miller Genuine Draft.
When I say sake, you say sake.
That's a different restaurant.
No, it's not. Mm.
So nothing but tuna there.
See, the thing about this, that's a blonde barley wine.
Man, this is sweet.
Mm-hmm. Ain't it?
Talk about heartburn.
Oh, yeah, that's what I feel it right got. Off the that's bat. When you know it's good.
I got it when I freaking smelled it.
It's good. Dude, I sipped on this motherfucker.
It's very good.
How many bottles did you get of this?
I got only two.
What was your other bottle number?
So they were back-to-back.
Okay.
And I gave one away to somebody of importance.
And then us assholes.
I won't mention the importance of that individual.
His or her name.
So are we
just,
important?
Just so you know, he gets rub and tugs for free forever.
Yeah. Absolutely, dude. You are. Yeah, you guys are important.
I appreciate you sharing it. It's really good.
Let me put
this one back.
No. I asked Sean. I really...
He debated on whether or not he's going to bring it.
I love barley wine beers. I love barley wine.
Those are my favorite.
And when I went to the homebrew store to get my ingredients, Stu, he was talking about, he was like, yeah, I want to do a barley wine, but the reason why I want to do a barley wine is I want a beer I can just sit on.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, just whenever you're ready, let me get the first crack of that.
I could see the importance of that, right? Where it kind of softens up.
And for me, when I was drinking it out of the tap, for me, I sipped it, I let it get warm,
mm-hmm.
and it got better.
Oh, really?
And better.
Mm-hmm.
And better. Dude, I was there in this brewery for 3 hours drinking on this
beer. Thing about, cool. these beers is that you let it warm up because it's
cool.
Because of the high ABV, you want to let those warm up.
Yeah.
To me. And then it's just get the warm, through. Like the warm
yeah.
of it as well.
And I mean, not only in the mouth did it get better, the aroma
mm-hmm.
just got it all.
Yeah, it's super cold.
It
the aroma is kind of
amazing.
Almost overtaken by the coldness.
It was a fucking amazing. I gotta get more. I fell in love with this beer,
dude. The color
is very good.
The color is like it wants to be a stout color, but it's kind of got red in it.
I was gonna say some red.
Uh huh.
See, and I actually...
It's got like a head, like a stout almost, like a brown, you know, it's kind of got like a brownish...
I can't...
What I get about like a good barley wine, to me, it has like a raisiny
yeah.
type of
maple-y.
Yeah,
maple.
Syrupy. Mm. Sweetness. Oh, my
God. It's good.
Dude, it's just fucking good. I don't want to... Well, but, dude, so...
I don't want to know what you want to do to it.
I accidentally came across... this brewer, the time before I went to Maine, I sent home a bunch of beers from the local BBC thing.
Mm-hmm. The bottle shop was.
Yeah, they have, it's called the UFO, which is really close to my buddy's house. And they have a fucking awesome, you guys would love it.
That's cool.
They have an awesome fucking variety of fucking beer.
Uh-huh.
And they have some West Coast beer there too.
Nice.
Which is pretty neat.
Brews you recognize?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah, like fucking TS.
Hmm.
He's like...
Obviously Firestone. Yeah, exactly. Fuck off.
What's his name?
Yeah. And So I came across and I brought one of their Gozas home in Kenny and Wendy.
Were we just talking about senior IPA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And so I brought one of their fucking Gozas home. I wasn't
talking shit about them.
And Kenny, Winnie, and I had it. And I didn't realize it till I got home again this trip. And I was looking at this label again. Looking at the fucking Pokemon. Like, holy fuck. It's, you know, I've had their beer before. And their Goza was pretty awesome. It's just...
That's a big jump from Goza to freaking barley wine. What's the name of the brewery again?
Lost Souls Brewery.
Yeah.
That's good, man. Back in my gamer days, that was my name. Lost Soul. Just so you know.
You were a gamer?
Well, you know, for that 6 months where I thought I was cool.
What'd you play?
You wouldn't recognize it. You wouldn't know.
What?
Half-Life.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Half-Life. Yeah,
like you're not... I was all up in that. And the when I first started gaming, I was in the Rise of the Triads.
I don't know that one.
I'll see it. And you're older than me. They called it ROT Rot.
ROT Rot?
Rot. Rise of the Triads. And then Duke Nukem. That's when
I remember Duke Nukem. In. That's funny. Senior IPA says much love. What were we talking about him? What
beer? Hop Water.
Oh.
Because it was funny because that's why I was like thinking like, hey, yeah, I'm on here. I don't know how many followers you got, but I'm like, I just probably fucking talk shit out my ass. But he had personally emailed or IG'd me, DMs, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And then Josh, he's like, trying for the first time, you know, the Hop Water. And I was like, that's pretty cool, man. But yeah, he has good posts. I went on my little stint with the beers that I got from at the bottle shop.
Yep.
Those are that.
The ones you brought to Timbo that night. Because Josh, and Matt snuck outside. We left all the wives inside.
Yeah.
They were drinking Timber beer, and we were like, let's go out and have some. And I was, well, Josh and Matt already set it up. I just happened to be there. I got to jump on it.
Well, because I gave them the beer from Omnipolo, a brewery in Sweden. They do a lot of collabs out here, but I had some beers from them that I picked up. I wanted to give them Matt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I just happened to be there and got grandfathered in. You know?
But
like,
I brought that beer. You're
here, stand here, so come on with us.
Yeah, and I said, well, I got fucking dirty beers. I can afford to just waste five of them.
So we stood out in the parking lot drinking beer like fucking like awesome. Bums, dude.
I fucking love that shit.
Josh popped the freaking family truckster trunk and
I fucking love that.
It was great.
That's the one he sent me.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but just from Revision and a couple other from Casa Agria.
They were really good. Couple too.
Beers. They were good beers.
Yeah.
And they got what it is that I don't have time to just go to a lot of these other breweries, so the bottle shop brings all those beers there. And they got a good selection of beers and sparse liquors too. They got a real good selection.
Yeah, go ahead.
Too bad there wasn't a spot here in town.
Well, Bakersfield Beer Company does get some of these, but
yeah, too bad there wasn't a spot in town.
I think I need to open
there wasn't an asshole.
I think I need to open one a bottle shop / brewery. I didn't mention
before. So
there's a reason behind my comment about that in BBC, and it goes along with fucking Dio. Oh, yeah. Last time I was at BBC, they were pretty prickish.
Boy.
You know, and that sucks.
So since you said that, I've mentioned you before, that's not my favorite spot.
And it's too bad because they do provide an awesome service for Bakersfield.
But it could be better.
Yeah.
And I'm a little, I'm not going to say torn. I've had mixed experience.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Right? Where, I mean, because what they're doing is awesome for Bakersfield.
Absolutely.
They're bringing in beers that we don't normally get. So there's no doubt about that. That's a good thing, right?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. And when I went in there, and I'm a huge supporter of local business. You guys, I've said that over and over, right?
We all are.
I want them all to win. And I've had mixed experience when I've gone in there. Sometimes I'm treated cold and hurry up and just get your beer and get out of the way.
Yeah.
Other times I've been, hey, what else can I do for you? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's been very, from the exact same people.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I go in there. I've been there maybe to sit down and drink beers three times. And but usually I just go in. I get off work. I browse what they have. I pick them. I go. I don't have to worry about, you know, which you know,
yeah, if you're sitting put them there, in the thing,
yeah,
I'm going.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
I'm not asking to.
You don't want
to
blow a job.
Never ask. As soon as I walk in, I want to be treated like royalty.
No, of course not.
Never.
Of course not.
Just treat me like a fucking paying customer. And don't be mean. Don't snob me.
And I'll tell you a story about a friend of mine that has never been on the podcast, I don't think. And he had a really bad experience there one time.
Wow.
Where basically got kicked out because they tried to say that he threw up in the sink or something.
Jesus.
And he's a very much a regular at next door at Dio.
Yep.
And they basically had to go to bat for him. You know what I mean? Because they were at 86 him.
No shit.
And he's like, it wasn't me.
Wow.
And I hate to put that on them.
Right.
Because I don't know what the circumstances were. Exactly. I'm just going off what he told me. Right.
Exactly.
But I just now I will tell you the last few times I've been in there, and I'm talking. Three times, it's been a positive experience.
Yeah,
and it's been pleasurable.
That's good. That's so good. I'm happy to hear that.
Last couple times, I went for the
pause like, for
the bottle logic takeover, and then
I wish I would have saw that.
Me and my wife went too, and it was you know good service. But then again, you know it wasn't. I get my beers, we chill, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, but before, I just had this. People tell me, like, how come you don't go over there more often? Like, I'm like, I just. It's just, to me, I'm not a people person in general, but I'm like a first. I'm not a, like, judge a book by its cover. I'm like.
First impression goes a long way.
So it's with like, me. Yeah, it. You know, just go there. I'm just like,
thank you.
You know, just the first impression.
For sure. And I get that. It's hard to overwhelm that, right? It's hard to once you fucked it up, it's hard to come back.
I see the post. I like the post. They got awesome beers going through there. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But, you know, at the same time, it's like, I think the last time I've been there was in the summer, you know? And
wow.
I think to me as well. As far as they go, as Dial 2, I don't really go there a lot.
Nope.
As much as well because of that. Mm-hmm. And, but I'll get their beers. You know, like the last couple of times, I just went in there, got some beers and took off.
Yeah.
But it's just the same atmosphere. I don't know if it's just.
So.
They're associated or.
So let me interrupt you there.
They're very tight, Josh.
Sure. So we keep hearing, we keep saying. Amongst ourselves and other people that, oh, the beer craft community, we're so tight. Everybody helps each other, blah, 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 blah. And that's kind of bullshit.
I would agree with that.
It's bullshit. So there's this face that we want the world to see or the beer craft community wants the world to fucking see. And it's fucked up because most of the people that I know in the beer craft community here in this town or this city.
We're getting into barley wine district right now, just so you know.
Oh.
But continue. I'm not telling you not. I'm not just telling you.
Do you have that one yet?
No, I have not yet. I am milking.
I was like, I'm getting some sort of sweat.
I am milking.
Warm me up.
I am milking.
No, they're both delicious, but they're not the same beer.
It's not. That's the blonde barley wine.
I'm excited. But
I could tell.
You getting the fucking hot sweats over there? What?
I can tell you're excited with that chubby you got. You're
taking your clothes off?
Oh my gosh.
But, you know, it's a fucking shame that it isn't. This community does not practice what it preaches. You guys, or not you guys, this community is fucking cutthroat with each other and talk shit. It's sad.
It's not the community. It's Bakersfield in general because
it is.
Before I got in a homebrew, like
pick an industry or pick a hobby, whatever you're going to find out, right?
I met him like before, like he could tell my story. I met him, said, you know, I'm going to homebrew, but I want to fucking just. I just don't want a homebrew. I want to fucking do this, 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 and like get to that point where, you know, but now it's like I homebrew one local, or not even local, in the homebrew club competitions, and it's like misunderstanding with Kalisti about the whole, oh, he has a
$50,000 system.
$5,000 system.
And so is that where that started?
It's a joke, right? So we made a joke about it.
But a part of the other podcast, it kind of came across like,
I don't think that's what he was saying, but it can't.
I don't think it could be, because I've sold him a lot of shit, and I've sold him a lot of shit and gave him a lot of shit. Like, hey, you know, like insight, you know, he hits me up about certain things, but it's like, it just came off the wrong way, you know.
It definitely came off
the wrong way. But it was a joke.
We turned into a joke.
We all knew it was a joke, this and that, you know. But like as John points out, like it's just this mentality of Bakersfield where, to me,
it sucks.
It's like, hey, like I'll help you in every other way, but I really, like in the back of my mind, I don't want it because I think we're better, you know.
Yeah. That's unfortunate, right? Because I think, like, in my group, I mean, you, Joey, Kenny, John, Frank, who am I missing? There's some other people in this group. We're all kind of, we all want the best for each other.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I don't.
And, well, you throw in Crusader in that group, even LCB in that group. You throw in, but it's, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if that's because we've all been good to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like me, like as a homebrewer, I've been welcomed into it because I kind of said some things. Hey, I'm gonna start homebrewing this and this, and not until I started getting into it. Yeah, but to kill it. So it's like you said, you didn't start getting to the homebrew club till you started the podcast. Well, mm-hmm. I brewed a couple batches, then I got into the club.
Wow, this is a difference.
Gave my beer out. It's a blonde barley wine. So, you know, just
so like would you have been brought in?
You know my story. You know, you're like, yeah, you know, like this guy's talking about he's in a homebrew, whatever, you know. But until I said, hey, you know, like I'm really doing this. It's like, okay, well, you got to take him serious, but. As far as the homebrew community, it's tight, but that's why I really like Crusader because they have the homebrew aspect. They're like, hey, they even brought our homebrew club. Like, hey, every Wednesday or every second Wednesday of the month, you can have your homebrew club here. Mm-hmm. And they're real. They even want to do a big brew day as far as the homebrew club. Like, hey, let's get a beer going. You know, if we want to barrel age it, we could barrel age it. That's, you know, cool. They're really invested in the homebrew club, you know. As far as anyone else, I mean, LCB's like the pinnacle of Bakersfield right now. But like all the breweries bring something different to the table, mm-hmm. something good to the table, you know.
And I think, you know, we're going to talk about the kind of the people that support the community. Lengthwise,
bar none, they've been going out.
You know, they haven't been like super ingrained in like the home brewers community, but. You know, the last couple of years we've done the Meet Your Brewer Night podcast at Lengthwise. Mm-hmm. That party is fucking phenomenal. Yeah. And those guys put on a great venue and they don't ask for anything.
No.
Right? And they usually sit down with us. At least one of them sits down with us during the podcast. All they want to do is make the community bigger. So there are definitely some factions in the local community that are a little rough. I think that's where we're going this conversation, right? But
yeah. The
guys at Lengthwise, as big as they've gotten over the years, they've been able to make it still continue to be that kind of...
Dude, the guys at Lengthwise are fucking... They're fucking top-notch.
Yeah.
They don't... And I've noticed that they don't involve themselves in all the bullshit.
Yeah.
They do their thing. They're good at what they do. They put out bitching fucking... kick-ass beer.
Yeah.
And they help
with the community.
What I've seen, without any questions, and I'm sure there's more behind the scenes, but from my perspective on consumer, no questions asked. They're out there helping. Yeah. Oh, helping, yeah. helping. I mean, look what they did with Crusaders.
Yeah, Crusader.
They've talked about Crusader. The guys at Crusader talked about it over and over.
Yeah, and I'm sure they've helped. I'm sure Crusaders isn't the only group that they've helped out.
Oh, for sure. Dio.
Yes, Dio is another one.
You think about that, especially in Josh and my industries. Think about another company starting up down the street from your company. Would you be, you heard they were starting up, would the people that run your company be going, you know what? Send them some tools. I heard they're hurting. They're just starting up. They need some help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so counterintuitive, but like counter to where the direction you're going as a company, right? You want the market share. You know, a lot of like building a company is all market share, right? And for a brewer to go, you know what? It's fucking awesome that another brewery's starting up.
Yeah.
And 6 months from now, it's fucking awesome that another brewery's starting up.
Send them that fermenter. Send them that chiller.
Yeah, give them a deal on it. Sell it to them cheap. Sell it to whatever.
That is so awesome, dude.
Yeah. It's.
And you know what's fucking sad, and it fucking hurts.
I mean.
Well, it doesn't hurt, but it.
Personally, I can relate to that because. Like when Crusader was going to open, we helped build that shed and we went in there this and that. Hey, you know, we got all these kegs from Lengthwise. We can't use them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Crusader said, hey, if you can use these kegs, take some kegs home from Lengthwise.
That's awesome, dude.
And so I got Lengthwise kegs at home because of that. So awesome. It's like, it trickles down, you know, this like Lengthwise said, hey, you know, like. They're like, we can't use these kegs, but we're already good.
And the Crusader, because I can't use them either.
And because of the fact that we helped Crusader out, like, hey, you know, they had a little lunch for us and everything. They're like, hey, well, we have these kegs. I took some kegs home. They're like, I have Lengthwise kegs at home. So it kind of just trickles down from just, like I said, awesome. Lengthwise helps them. Crusader's going to help the homebrew community. I mean, you know, it's just one big cycle. I mean,
And everybody should be that way. It should be that way. That's the way it should be. You know, they talk, and there's only a small section of it that do.
Yeah.
You know, and you know,
what?
In my opinion, that section is not recognized enough.
I kind of got a buzz right now, so I'm going to tell a story.
Go for it.
It might not be popular, but, you know, and you know, we've been friends with Tyson from LCB for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's treated us well, and we've tried to promote.
He has.
All of his stuff. And he's not the only brewery in Tatchby anymore.
Nope.
And we went up there, I don't know, it's been 6 months ago or so, and we went to LCB, and Tyson happened to be there. And we talked to him, and I talked to him, and hey, what's going on, whatever. You know, he's a fucking great guy to us.
He's a fucking awesome dude.
And, I told him what we were going to do. The plan was to go there to LCB and then go over to the other brewery. And I'm not going to name that other brewery because I got a bad taste in my mouth.
Right.
Right.
But there's only two breweries in Tatchby.
Do the math. Before I left there, you know, Tyson loves to talk, right? Nobody knows. There's no doubt about that. Tyson fucking loves to talk. And I told him what we're going to do. We're here. We're going to have some beer. And then we're going to go over to this other place and we're going to have some beer. And he immediately said, you know what? He goes, I tried to be friendly with them. I sent him, when they were opening up, I sent him, I took some beer over there and said, here you go, whatever. Welcome to the neighborhood kind of thing. Which to me is a stretch for Tyson.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Tyson's very proud of his craft, right?
No. He's protective.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
So, but same time, you know, Tyson likes to talk shit too, right? So I tried to keep an open mind. To what I was going to expect.
But, you know, in Tyson's defense, Tyson had to rebuild.
For sure.
For Tehachapi.
Yeah, for sure.
So Tyson had a rough rebuild.
Yeah. He had the shitty brewery. And all
had a humongous fight. For sure. You know, so I give it to that guy because he fucking flipped the fuck out of it.
That he's trying to build something beyond Tatchby and beyond Kern County, right?
Absolutely.
So there's all that stuff. So another brewery shows up in town. And when I talk to him, he's like, you know, he told me that story. And I'm like, well, we're going to go there and just check it out. And he's like, well, whatever. Matter of fact, I was talking to him, and him and I got in this conversation, and the whole group I was with were ready to go. They were in the car honking the horn, and he's like, "Fuck them, I'll take you over there." He goes, "Nah, I better not, because they might not pour you." You know what I mean? Like, he made a joke when you're talking shit. And so we go over there, and it was terrible. It was terrible. Wow. The experience walking in there was terrible.
That's too bad.
And the beer was meh. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
Right.
But the people, to be the people is such a big deal, right? Now, it goes back to the original conversation we were having, right? Yes. One of the people in my group, and I had, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there were 6 of us in the group. So it's not a small group, right? If you're going to go, open a tab somewhere, you know what I mean? That's money, revenue, right? One of the people in our group was our driver, and she was drinking she like had a jug of water, like not a bottle, not like a production water, but like she got it in her fridge or whatever and got a water. We all went in there, ordered our flights or whatever, and they came over and said, "You can't have that here." And it wasn't polite at all.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I've never been in.
And they made her take it outside, back of the car. There was no ifs, ands, up. There was nothing about it. It wasn't like pour it out and fill it up with our water so we know it's water or anything like that. It was just, you can't have that here. And she was a bitch about it. I mean, to be honest with you, she was a bitch about it. And it was really unfortunate because it didn't have to be that way. I mean, and if I back up a little bit, when we walked to order our beer, I was the first one to order, of course. And it was very much like, what do you want? It wasn't like, have you ever been here before? Glad to see you. You know, and so let me back.
Convenience for them,
very much so. And let me back up. In July, my brother had a birthday, and he goes, "You know what? I want to go down south and hit a couple of breweries down south." He specifically said, "I want to go to Monkish," because he hadn't been there. Yeah. Last time he missed the trip you and I made,
right,
Joey?
Goddamn! I wish you would have been there.
Coincidentally,
made him drive.
Coincidentally, as I'm getting ready to leave, you texted me and said, "Monkish is closed for a private event." Mm. Oh shit. Well, I had reached out to Edgar from Beer Thug Life and said, "Hey, I'm coming down south. We're planning on going to Russian or Monkish. Where else should we go?" He said, "If you can get a chance, go to State Brewing.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Okay." I had that in the back of my head.
Fucking blonde was good.
No, they're both delicious.
It's good.
Did you kill that fucking Barty?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Fuck.
I think I would prefer the main one better than the Firestone, but they're both very good. Well,
that's 2 years old too. But yeah, it's different styles.
Yeah. Well. No, they're not. It's like almost different beers, right?
Yeah.
They're both amazing.
But this one, yeah.
So anyway.
The main one was good. Yeah, but yeah.
So let me finish the story real quick.
Yeah.
So we find out that Monkish is closed. I think Jeff will never have Monkish again because he had fucked them guys. You know, it's a joke, right? Which, if I took him to Monkish, he wouldn't say that.
Right.
But we go down there, we have dinner. It's like, okay, we're going to go. And State Brewing is in the hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've been there?
I've never been there, but I
know where it's at. It's in the hood. And it's me, white boy, my brother, white boy, our two wives, white girls with blonde hair. You know what I mean? We don't. It's not like a neighborhood we would normally be in. I mean, just it is what it is.
Oh, you white could say, people want to play.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you what. So we go there, and the girls are close going, "Are you sure this is where we want to go?" And I'm like, "Fuck, it'll be fine. Whatever. I don't give a fuck." You know what I mean? Hey,
you know what? If I can be in a state full of fucking white people, y'all motherfuckers can be in a town full of fucking brown people.
Well, and to me, I mean, I grew up, and it's not the only time I've ever been the only white person around. You know what I mean?
It's where not I your first rodeo.
Right. But the girls, they don't have experience.
Absolutely. It's different. And I get it. It's different.
Anyway, whatever. And I don't give a fuck. But we go in there, order our beer, and like, "You guys been here before?" "Nope." Oh, you know, they're just like, "We got to tell you about this. We got to tell you about that." And they fucking.
That's awesome.
They just enveloped us. You know what I mean? Just brought us in.
It should be that way. That's right. Every time.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Right?
Yes.
We ordered beers. We all got a few. We got a couple flights, whatever, between us. We sit down. We start drinking. About halfway through, girl brings us over a fucking full pour and goes, "Try this. You need to try it."
Oh, that is awesome. See, for free, it should right? be. It should be. You know what? I want to kiss your tits. But I don't. But. I don't want to make you feel like I'm kissing your tits.
Yeah, yeah.
It should.
So there she was, sucking on my nipples.
If I was in Frank's fucking position, if I was in Frank's position, that is the mentality.
Yeah, it's important
that I would want my employees. He's like that.
Yeah, Frank.
He is. But this goes for anybody in this business, in my opinion.
And you know what? The beer she brought us, my sister. Sister-in-law, my brother's wife, who was like, you know, she wasn't even drinking, right? She just tasted it. They took two crowlers home.
Oh, really? Yeah. But the thing is, too, as far as that demographic, I'm pretty sure they get a lot of everybody there at State mm-hmm. Brewing. But as far as the Hatchby, I don't even know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But that shouldn't be the difference as far as hospitality, you know.
But a brand new brewery.
If I had a spot.
And not a great brewery.
If I had a spot, like, you know, but hey, you know, I'd be on to that. Hey, try this, you know, like, you said, hospitality is everything.
Thank you for being here.
Like, honestly, like, they don't have to have, like, I don't remember who we had this conversation with, but they can have not the best beer, but the hospitality wise, you know, they could be like legit, but you go to the best brewery in the world and mm-hmm. they treat you like shit.
I don't want to go back.
You're not going to want to go there no more.
Have you been to Monkish? I'm going to come back because of the hospitality.
I've
never been to Monkish.
So you've never been to Monkish. We've been to Monkish.
We need to go back.
Well, for sure we do. But we went for the first time together. Joey and I had never been there before. And Monkish obviously is epic, right? I mean, from a reputation.
Awesome release this weekend.
Did they? I didn't know that. But reputation wise, I mean, and they have people waiting in line and all that shit that comes with it. I mean, they got this huge. But you know what? We went there on a fucking Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. And it happened to be a double can release.
I remember that time you went and you posted.
But we walked in and you wait in line to get up to the counter. You walk in the counter and just, what can I help you with? And I played naive, like I don't know what I was doing. And I didn't. And they said, well, what do you like?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, shut the fuck up, order your beer, get out of the way. It was,
yeah.
Well, what do you like? Well, I like hazies. Well, here's what we have tonight. Did you know we had a can release tonight? Yeah. You know what I mean? The people were pleasant and wanted to help you, right? Even though they knew, it's fucking Monkish. If they could have treated me like shit, chances are, if I would have got out of line, 10 people would have got behind me.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
But they didn't treat you that way.
They didn't treat you that way. They were great. So I would definitely go back. Jeff says he'll never go back because they happen to be closed for his night, for his birthday night, but he'll go back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's never dealt with them before.
We need to plan a trip.
And I've been there 2 times since then.
Have you?
They're exactly the same. Thank you for coming. What do you like? You know what I mean? They're great there. And it's a little tiny spot. Monkish is fucking tiny. It's tiny.
You know, some of the shit that we got when we were there, I sent half of that.
I got to pee. Keep telling your story.
To the East Coast. And they fucking love it. They love it on the East Coast.
Both East Coast style beer.
Yeah.
Right? But they don't even realize that. Yeah, man. And, you know, it's just fucking, for me, I see this shit as an outsider. I see this stuff here in this community, and it's, yeah. We're licking each other's dick, but we're biting it at the same time.
There's breweries here that are like, hey, you know, what do you like? There's breweries here that are like he said, the same way as the brewing dash. Be like, what do you want? What do you like? And what do you want is like two different. Yeah. One word difference can make experience.
I'm to the extreme, right? Because first impressions are big on me. Because I will get up and walk the fuck out. Yeah. And you know what? If fucking Taco Bell is next door to you, I'm going to fucking Taco Bell. It fucking doesn't hurt my nuts any.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to fucking treat me like that, you know what? I'll go to fucking Taco Bell. You know, fuck you. You know, that's the type of person I am. Yeah. I'll never change and I'll always be that way. And it's not that I'm embedded in this beer craft community here in town, but we kind of are, you know, and from what I see and talk to, which is nowhere near what the way things are here in town on the East Coast. Dude, everybody on the East Coast is so fucking happy, and it's completely 180 degree difference from the way shit happens around here. I'm like, wow.
Why do you guys think that is?
It's just
because people in California are fucking assholes.
We're 3 hours and 20 minutes in, so
it's the demographic.
It's gonna get deep.
Josh said it politically correct.
I'm from California, but I can picture people from Maine picture from people from Vermont, Massachusetts, dude, just a different so way.
Friendly,
like, over like, because what I'm used to here, I'm like, man, like, I think it's just too, like, you go to LA, and it's like getting here now, you pull up to, you have a green light, and like, I find myself, like, because I travel back and forth LA area, yeah, it's you like, do. You hit a yellow light, you're like, fuck, it's yellow, this motherfucker
fucking stopping. Fucking go!
Motherfucker stopping? What the fuck's wrong with you?
That first asshole was on his phone.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Or it's like, what the fuck? The light's green 2 seconds. Get the fuck on. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't think you've seen any of that anywhere else besides California.
And you know,
only California, I think it's only...
I've had an insight on that. So the traffic and fucking...
Not even traffic, it's just the lifestyle.
The lifestyle and traffic and fucking Maine holy fuck. People are going to fucking... Dude, there's a fucking 18-year-old that's going to fight a fucking 60-year-old on fucking... And on the fucking one, they're gonna fucking fight. it's hilarious.
I've heard a lot of the, I got some family down like the southeast, like Georgia, Florida kind of area. And, you know, you order a freaking, you know, you order like somebody come work on your cable or whatever. They're gonna get there when they get there. They're on Southern time.
That's the difference.
Yeah, maybe it is.
So Southern East is way different from California. It's way different from fucking Northern, Upper, fucking West, East Coast.
Yeah.
You know, and dude, I'll be telling my boy Cage is like, you motherfucker, what the fuck? God damn it, I gave you the right of way, now you're being a dick! You fucking prick! You know? It's fucking comical, dude. It is.
I've seen it. I used to go a lot to Houston, Texas. Even back then, like.
Oh, that's a fucking nightmare. That's LA times 10.
Yeah.
Houston? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Houston.
Yeah.
They say Houston's traffic's terrible.
It's disgusting.
But I'm not even as far as the traffic, just the people there, like from what I've seen. Besides downtown, everything's a little more chill.
Oh, really?
Besides traffic-wise, but like, I've been to other parts of the United States and like, California is just real like, and then I get that way too, because I'm driving like, what the fuck? Like, why is this motherfucker going, 51 on the fucking freeway? You know, it's like,
we're in the fast lane, motherfucker.
Like, yeah.
You cocksucker.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's fucking grand, dude.
It's like the speed limit is 55. You're going fucking 54. What the fuck, dude? You should be going fucking 70, asshole. You know? I think it's just as like Joey. Like he goes to Maine. I don't really know if it's like that, but I wouldn't think it'd be like that.
Oh,
like,
it is. People. Oh, it is.
Hey, real quick before I forget, I got a shout out to Ashburn, Virginia. You ever heard of it?
Ashburn, Virginia?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
You've been up there a bunch lately, so I just thought
maybe... I've never been to Virginia, but...
The downloads on the podcast have been astronomical for that area. I feel like it's a robot. I don't think it's real.
For Kevin or IPA?
I'm not Kevin.
No shit!
No, I'm talking astronomical.
I know why. I know somebody down there.
Oh my gosh. He knows one person to represent...
And they fucking say, hey, check this motherfucker out. So what are we?
You need to know thousands of people, not just one.
I've had a beer in the last 20 minutes. What are we drinking?
Oh, I'm out of beer unless I go out in the fridge. What is that? Whoa, that's not beer. That's fucking hard seltzer.
I got this to keep it West Coast.
What is that?
Carl Strauss and L. Smith Blink and IPA.
I'm down for either one. I don't care.
I got.
I'd like to rather. I'd like. Oh, that's a good beer right there. That's a really good. That's Modern Times and Pizza Port, right?
Mm-hmm. General Reminder.
That's a great beer. But I would like to drink it.
I got.
He probably hasn't had that.
Dudes Brewery Company, California IPA.
Do you remember when I called you about?
Get on the mic. Get on the mic. Microphone.
Yeah.
Technical talk.
Yeah.
I'm sick right
now. So, do you remember when I called you about going down to Virginia?
Newark, New Jersey, too, has been really high.
Join us all you can.
You fucking welcome. That's all I got to fucking say.
I appreciate it. Keep doing
it. So, they really don't like fucking IPA today. Probably because of those dick jokes. So, Timbler.
Timbler.
Carl
Strauss.
No, man. Not Timbler.
Ailsmith's a very good brewery. Yeah.
So.
Have you tried the Carl Strauss and Russian River?
Fucking name.
Oh, I've heard of it.
It was bomb.
So this almost is the same kind of can art.
The can art is so simple.
My feed, there's so much shit on my Instagram and Facebook feed that I won't be able to find this guy.
Lots of dildos and...
Lots of dildos, lots of dick, lots of balls, lots of booty hoe.
Lots of what?
Very little vagina on. And even less booby.
I'm thinking like 1970s.
But anyways.
Like really furry.
To answer your question, I believe it has to do with my buddy in that area who EM Tumblr?
You talking English?
No, well, I'm trying to remember his fucking handle, you prick. EM Tumblr?
I'm going to show you a graphic.
Did you have a large handle? Tumblr.
You're talking about. I know who you're talking about. He's in South Carolina. North Carolina.
Is he in the Carolina?
Yeah. That's my boy.
So that's the only fucking guy that I can think of in that area.
He had his own podcast too, right?
He has his own podcast.
We've talked to him on this podcast.
We have.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
That wasn't me.
His name is Kalisti.
Yeah, he's a fucking solid dude.
Different name, different Kalisti.
Different Kalisti.
And he's not afraid to get dirty with this little lady on there.
This is true. I've heard that as well.
This is the dirty Kalisti. Got it.
But that's the only reason. That's the only thing I can think of in that area. That's the only person.
I think he's too far south. This is like Virginia and Newark, New Jersey. I'll show you an infographic here in a short minute.
Maybe it covers that. Maybe he covers that.
I doubt it.
You never know.
His podcast is a lot of rap and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Crusader is where it's to be at tonight.
Is it? Is that where we're going next?
No.
Let's go.
I don't know.
I'm down. Who's driving?
Not me.
Not me. I can't. I don't have a cart. I don't have my truck.
That's a good plan.
My cart?
But look at that. That's the bigger the circle. I'm showing Joe an infographic of the downloads from I'm Not Kevin podcast. The bigger the circle, the more the downloads. That's the last 30 days.
That's got to be him in that area and his people. Because he promotes our shit, and I try to promote his shit.
Empty Tumblr.
And my fucking asshole boys in Maine don't promote shit.
No kidding.
And I hope you motherfuckers hear this.
Empty Tumblr, sorry, right? Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, Empty Tumblr.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I would love to fucking... And he's already invited me. But I would love to make it to one of his shows.
Oh, fucking IPA. Senior IPA is talking about the White Claws now.
Oh, you're a little late, motherfucker. You know what? You guys welcome. Welcome. Because you guys didn't fucking start talking about that shit till I started talking about it. Cocksuckers.
I'm going to call you Mr. IPA.
Mr. Oh, yeah.
No, Mr. White Claw.
Mr. White Claw. I like that. I like it a lot. No, man, this was a good pod. This was a good show.
I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Not a lot of fucking cock jokes, which is cool. I did enjoy myself.
I'm glad we did it, because it was kind of a last-minute deal, right?
Yeah, and I really wanted to fucking... I wanted to, but I didn't want to drink that fucking beer.
I'm glad you did, because it was really good.
Dude, wasn't it everything that I told you it was, and then some?
It was, so we kind of like set it up as a comparison with the Firestone barley wine, but they were totally different.
Yeah.
They were totally different.
You can't compare the two.
And yours, did they say how long it was aged in that barrel?
A year and a half.
Because it was, I bet if you sat on that for like another year or two. Can you get another one? He's going to the phone. It was really good. But it's big, dude. I mean, the Firestone was actually bigger as far as like...
It was.
But it was only like a percent difference. So what's your take on the two barley wines, Josh?
Well, one, I really don't know what style that was, but it's two different brews in its own as far as barley wine. You know, they're
not anywhere similar, right?
You got the 2017 blonde barley wine, El Dorado, which I love, but that one's that one's very good. So yeah, I see that says barley wine, but what style? You know,
it didn't give any more detail.
Yeah,
but from like drinkability.
Lewis.
That's real good.
Nope. The Firestone one, the blonde, to me it was a little hot, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's
that's fucking 12.8 or whatever it was. I mean, it's a fucking big-ass beer.
Uh-oh. For being 2 years old. That was my homeboy's beer haul.
Oh, that's gay.
It's a bunch of Pliny's and an STS.
That's so fucking gay.
So
sour gummy worms.
You know the only thing.
That's like an epic beer, right?
Gummy worms, but that's sour gummy. I've had gummy worms.
Is it good?
At the brewery.
God damn it. Tell your homeboy that the only thing next to that bottle of 4 of Pliny is missing is Astroglide.
Maybe he already ingested it. Mm-hmm. It's a 49ers.
He lives in Sacramento. He's having all these good brews. Fucking new.
Dude, there's a lot of
Fields Works.
You know what?
Have you had the popsicle from
popsicle?
Arizona?
No.
Arizona. What do they call themselves?
I didn't know they have popsicles there. I thought they
melt. That's just hot.
There's what do they call themselves? It's like AOE something B. Arizona something something house of brewery.
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
They have a fucking awesome IPA that I had at the found them in the airport. The popsicle.
A lot of the airport breweries are like very like mainstream, right? I mean, so it must be good if it's gonna be there.
So the popsicle was a very champagne rose looking.
Hmm.
Pretty nice, sweet aroma, but the taste was like all fucking female.
Female?
Yeah, like champagne. It was fucking super champagne. Super champagne. I mean, I'm not a fucking champagne person. I hate it.
It could have been a fruit punch style, like what Frank was like myself.
It was a super fruity, sweet mimosa.
Could have been a brute, a fruited brute.
Dry? I don't know. It feels
dry. It could have been a brute.
It was dry. As a matter of fact, did you say that? It was dry.
Actually, I think Templer did a pretty good brute. Their brute IPA was with Nelson.
Have you had the the Kool-Aid or whatever from Kern River?
No, Lengthwise.
Didn't Kern River did something?
Lengthwise did a Gosa?
Mm-hmm.
They did a margarita like a Gosa. I don't remember.
What they call it?
Kool-Aid.
Well, I just pulled that out of my
head. They distributed in cans.
Yeah. It's a margarita style.
Margarita Gosa. Yeah. I haven't had it, no.
A couple weekends ago was the Kern River Rockin' Brew, Rockin' River.
Yeah, I was supposed to have those brews in there, but due to work, I had to back out.
Bullshit. Fuck work.
I went last year. It was real good. It was a fun time there.
So this is the first year I went. I didn't go the last couple of years.
How's the homebrew tent this year?
I only went for a minute. And I had Matt's beer and I had Kara's beer.
Well,
it was pretty haphazardly.
I told him, I was like, what he had told me, I said, that should be the, they did a strong, like, they have their blonde, blueberry, blue balls, they call it.
Yep.
Blonde.
That's Kara's beer, right?
But they did like a strong blonde. I said, you should call it big blue balls. So they did a big blue balls.
That blue balls was really good. And they you know, it's kind of like loose on how much you bring or whatever. And they floated it pretty quick. But they had the homebrew tent was in a great spot. You walked in and that's where you were at.
Yeah, that's where we were at last year.
Yeah. That festival was interesting because I'd never gone before. And the campground that it's at, a lot of people were camping there. Yeah. And we didn't get reservations there. So we got one just up the road a little ways, more in Kernville. And we just crashed my brother and his RV. And we had a good time, dude, for like kind of a rough spot.
When I went last year, I did a brown ale. Not like I did at the Craft and Country.
Right.
More of a, not traditional, but like more of a flavorful, like brown ale, like a sugar, brown sugar style. I did a beer like that because I thought it'd be a style of beer
people like up there.
Out there, yeah. But I've had groups of people kept coming. And they're really? Hey, they're like, we've had three different brown ales other than yours, and we like yours the best. And then there's nothing but breweries there. So
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, that's a cool thing.
Yeah. So yeah. It was a good feeling, you know. And
it's quite a mix of breweries there, too. You have like some mainstream
breweries. And that's when Kern River released a Brown Claw, too, as well. So and they're like, you know, we're coming back to you. And like, it was a group of people.
That's
like,
cool. That's fun.
It's like, I really like that. I mean, at the homebrew tent, like, just like the Craft and Country, like, you could get all these beers from all these breweries, but when you go there, you're going to get different beers, you know? Yeah, it's
quite a mix.
You could get the best beers from the homebrew tent.
Yeah, you know? For sure. And you can stand in almost one spot and get, like, a wide range of beers, right? Where to go to a festival where you got to go, okay, there's IPAs over here, and there's sours over here, and there's stouts over here. You know what I mean? Because each brewery has kind of their wheelhouse of stuff, but at the home brewer tent, you're getting all of it.
Yeah, you're getting a little bit of everything, but
that was a great
I know the homebrew tent wasn't as strong. Not that I wasn't there. Because I wasn't there, that's why it wasn't strong, but there was a lot. We had a
that's
big
what I was thinking.
We had a big turnout last year.
And you know what?
We had a big turnout last year, but I didn't go this year, so I didn't really know
how. And it may have been better because we didn't get there till a little bit late. The festival's already started, and that was the first time I've been to the festival. It was, it's a cool spot.
It's a fun festival. Yeah. They have like which weddings there.
The Kernville
in a River
Rockin' River.
Riverneuk.
I haven't been there.
It's a good time. Like
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
You know what's interesting though is we try to get reservations for next year at the campground. It's already booked.
The thing is that I think if you're a part of the homebrew club in there, you can have that reservation spot.
Oh, really?
Because I wanted to camp this last year, but work got in the way, so I pulled out of it.
But a lot of those people are camping in tents. I'll be bringing my trailer up there, and it's a wedding list. Yeah,
you got a trailer?
No, I was just gonna go just camping.
You can borrow my trailer.
Well, because I don't remember who had a trailer, but they're like, they got together the homebrew club, like, hey, are you going to camp? If you're going to camp, I said tents. They're like, okay, you're covered. But I think they only cover the people in the festival, but yeah. I think it's like outsiders, like it might be a little bit harder to.
I was standing in line for.
You should have brewed a fucking beer and get
here. I should have. But I was standing in line for. fucking Joey's going to take a leak and he's laughing at me. I was standing in line to get some food because food's a little thin. Right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Michelangelo's was up there.
Yeah, they were there.
Doing pieces. And the line was fucking astronomical. I was like, I'm getting in line there. I'm just going to stand in line. I'm going to wait it out. And then I'm almost at the front, and there's these dudes in front of me, and they don't know me, right? There's some, you know, because it's kind of an interesting mix of people. It's like regular folks like us.
And then
you got some mountain folks.
Mountain folks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there was a dude in front of us, and him and his buddy were talking, and they were talking like just mad shit about whatever. I don't know what they're talking about. And he looked at me, like, made locked eyes. He's like, what's up, man? How you doing? It's a good time, right? And I'm like, yeah, it is a good time. And I wasn't buzzed at all yet, you know, but Michelangelo's was booked, dude.
Oh, I love
like
pizza.
Their pizza's great. But I was almost in the front, and they were like, yeah, it's a 45-minute wait. And I'm like, fuck.
Like, that's when we were at Timber last night. Michelangelo's was there. They didn't have their elote pizza. I was like, fuck, you don't have that?
Is that
the
good?
Only pizza I want, yeah. The only pizza I wanted there, they didn't have, but I got
elote pizza?
Yeah. Mexican corn-style pizza.
I bet that's good.
That's Mexican corn. It's good.
Are they the only ones that do that around here?
Yes, I think so.
I haven't heard of
that. So is there a difference between Mexican corn and American corn?
When you put that fucking seasoning on, there is.
When you put mayonnaise and fucking mayonnaise on that shit. Ew.
Yuck. Fucking elote corn's delicious, man.
You're more Mexican than I am. That shit's gross.
It's gross. I'll eat that shit up.
Just the cheese and smell, but I'm like,
No, fuck that.
But they have a elote pizza. It's not as pungent on the smell as the cheese they throw, but it's a real good pizza.
Where's this at?
Michelangelo's. I didn't know they did that.
They travel around.
Yeah, they have a little catering thing, right?
Their pizza's really good.
Yeah, we're at Templar. I told him what we had yesterday, and they didn't have a elote pizza. I was like, fuck, man. That's why I came. I mean, what the fuck? But what we had was good.
Well, should we wrap it up or what the fuck?
What are we going to wrap it up for?
4 hours.
Last beer. Last call for alcohol.
Okay, I'll throw this.
This is
you want this?
Let's finish up with that.
You got that seltzer shit?
You want to finish up with this?
Or I can go out in the garage or
something else. I got this one.
Your call, bro.
What is that?
I got Deuce Brewing Company, California IPA, West Coast IPA, or a 5-star mango seltzer.
I say we blend them.
Let's do it.
I was joking.
Why not? I'm going to open this one.
So that's a hard no.
Okay, so since Joey's a White Claw, just
pouring all of your that's food. A hard no.
Do they pour White Claws in Maine?
No, they just drink them out of
the can. Actually, they do. They got them in tap.
They pour them into what?
They got White Claw in tap.
White Claw in tap. They got Truly in tap.
They're doing it.
And, you know, it's fucking legit.
For reals, are you fucking
around? No, I'm not fucking around.
That microphone just got loud.
Dude, they got fucking tall boys. They got Chimbombos and fucking White Claw.
They got tall boys here in White Claw.
Just pass
it. I haven't seen them.
I was going to bring one, but
why didn't
I was
you? Like, I had the why five didn't star you? Why seltzer. Didn't you?
I had the 5-star fucking legit seltzer.
Why didn't you bring it?
Hey, so we've been
this
joking.
Very, this smells good.
It does
this
smell good.
So a lot of guys don't realize is we've been talking shit.
He's taking it straight from the can.
Well, why not? He's the last one at the end of the line. Yeah. We've been talking shit, and there's this ongoing joke. You know, Joey's embraced the White Claws, right?
Dude, I fucking love the White Claws.
So, okay, and, how do you like that one?
This is good.
This is 8%.
Holy shit. What? Is it really? So we've been making this joke about the White Claws and the seltzers.
I'm about to take this shit to Maine and get some bitches.
And get some bitches.
Fuck yeah! Bitches in Maine in fucking Maine.
We finally got a joke.
They just came out with the pineapple one
today. Dude, who makes this?
That's LCB.
LCB makes it.
No!
It's 5-star, man.
Holy fuck.
5-star is a branch off of LCB.
Tyson, I am sorry that I doubted you, my friend.
So
holy fuck. I didn't know this was going to get his nut off. I did not fucking know this was an LCB beer. Yeah,
is this pineapple? Is that
no, it's mango. Mango. And it's fucking tits.
I'll tell you what. I don't know what.
Wow.
We talked about this beer.
The panties seltzer, are going to drop.
But I don't know if it's the fact that this tastes better than what I had the other day.
Yeah.
This is good.
Same beer. I bought a 4-pack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was
15. Is that because you're drunk right now? Yep. Yeah, it's kind of
party. You know what? Right now, you know what? My fucking chonies might be the ones dropping first.
The one right now, it's like smelling different. It's tasting different. It's like...
Dude, it smells...
It's real good.
I told you right off the bat, right? When you drop the can, or you pop the can, and you pass over to me, and I pour the nose on it just passing by... was amazing, and I hadn't even brought my glass up. Right?
I said the same thing. Yeah. Like, wow, that smells amazing.
Smell it there, dude.
Yeah.
I think I'm underestimating because when I first tried, I'm going to go out. When I first smelled it, I was like, look, I'm getting a yeasty champagne nose. Right now, I'm not getting it. I don't know if it's...
Dude, I'm not getting any of that. I'm not straight up mango.
And the taste is way different right now. So I don't know what has changed in it.
So can I be a little critical?
Yeah.
Do you guys mind?
I was critical the other day.
Yeah.
like when we talked about it, I was like, I can't. I was like, I don't know about this.
The very beginning of it to me is amazing. Kind of Joey's response. The end of it for me is a little bit like
you're getting. It's a wine taste.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Let me take another sip.
But
okay, I get what you're saying.
I'm trying to picture. It's reminding me of something. I'm trying to picture what it is.
A wine,
so
taste. Like a white wine,
champagne.
So let me ask this. Let me ask this of two people.
So okay, Joey, before you say that shit, do you like White Claw or Five Star better?
White Claw.
Ooh. What flavor White Claw?
Because there's a difference. This is more flavor. Okay, this is. It just depends on what you like. This is 8%. Like, White Claw is what?
5%?
5%.
This is 8%, but it's more flavorful than
White Claw. I think so, too.
What do you like more?
But what?
But. The end of this?
Kind of fucks it up a little bit.
Fucking is a fucking... So this Mango Craft Hard Seltzer... What is this? Five hard
as far as craft.
So, wait a minute.
He's working something out, Josh. Wait.
I just want to elaborate.
So, wait, and I'm trying to, right? So,
get in the microphone. Microphones are up there.
So, one of the things, like let's just say Truly and White Claw.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the standard, right?
It's the taste from beginning to end. Is straight through. Okay. So this one, this Mango Five Star, it peaks and drops off. And the drop off is crap.
Okay, but
it's gross. It's the back end of this is gross.
Okay, but
gross is a pretty extreme word.
Okay.
It's gross.
White Claw is not a craft. This is coming from a craft brewery. What yeast, as far as that, is causing it? It's causing your drop-off flavor taste.
But why would you not make it go all the way through?
I think they're not usually... Like, to me, a hard seltzer would be like with not natural flavors. And not like... This is a craft style, so they're using the craft yeast. Like, yeast as far as all that. Maybe that's where they're getting that from, but I really don't know what, like, a White Claw. I don't know if it's all natural flavors or what they're putting into it.
See, the back end, so you...
You're getting a yeast. I think it's a yeast.
So, it's a slug. It's a slug. Yeah. So you take a mouthful of the of this.
I think it's like a yeast, wine, yeast back end on it. I think it's a wine back end. That's what you're getting from it.
It's pungent.
Yeah, it's the... You're getting the flavor.
It's overpowering.
I think what it is, it's like a wine.
It's winey. It's part of the yeast. It is winey.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how white.
So hear me out. So I am. Oh, raspberry is a good one.
I've never had raspberry. Okay, so as far as this is. I'm okay with it because it's a craft style seltzer.
It's 8%.
I haven't had. Modern Times has a seltzer now, right? There's a couple of craft beers that breweries that have a seltzer, but I know as far as Five Star, it's a little different.
So
it's 3% more. I mean. Alcohol has to be something.
Well, Joey, you're getting the flavor, but I think what it is, it's like a wine yeast flavor. Just because it's
fucking 3% more doesn't make it better.
No, I'm not saying make it better.
So
I'm
just saying it's a different category.
If we were comparing IPAs,
it's really, really good on the front end.
If we were comparing IPAs.
After
this is off the air, I could tell you what.
Oh fuck!
Do you want me to do that or tell you?
I don't give a fuck. You ain't hurt my feelings.
I think okay. I don't know if it's because I drank the
look
beer.
At the color on the fucking.
I don't know if it's what I drank. I don't know if it's what I tasted now attributes to what I've drank.
Oh boy!
But you get on the back end.
what I think you'd agree with is a vomity.
Yes. I want to regurgitate in my own mouth.
The seltzer, the five star. You're getting a like this.
It's not the seltzer.
No, there's it's something not, there. There's it's definitely the yeast, something back
probably. You're getting a vomity, like
it's acidity. A fucking slap in acidity. The face. Yes. But,
and again, I don't know if it's because of the mango, because Frank and other people said they like the root beer flavor the best. So I don't know what.
I would like to do a comparison.
I would like to try.
Yeah.
Let's do, okay, instead of the.
So right now we're doing
instead
this.
Of the plain the other comparison, let's do a White Claw, versus seltzer, Truly. I had the other seltzer recently with the mermaid. What is that one called? I've had that one.
From mermaid from who?
I don't know where the fuck it's from.
I know what you're talking about. That's a different brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, but remember, because alcohol does bring flavor, right? As we're talking about this.
Yeah.
That the White Claw is 5%. The five star is 8%. That's a huge jump. If we were comparing IPAs right now, right? We'd be kind of comparing two different flavors.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to put it in perspective.
So, I drink White Claw, it's more of like a.
It's very commercial to me.
Yes, as far as
very commercial.
You get the flavor,
very,
but it's like a watered down.
But they have it. So you take your first sip. All the way through.
Honestly, this raspberry is the best flavor I've had yet.
So my flavor.
I like the lemon lime.
I had the grapefruit and the
lemon. My flavors are raspberry, lime, ruby red, grapefruit.
I had the grapefruit.
Those are, but they're all even the black cherry is it's okay. Girls love that shit.
Yeah.
The girls love the black cherry. I'm not a fan of that.
It's like you get the flavor initially, but it's like at the end of the day, it's like a seltzer, like water. Yeah. Like you're going to get the water.
Yeah.
The watery. I see where Tyson's going with the crap beer side. You get flavor, but the back end.
He peeks out and he's
the peaking. Initial flavor's there.
He's peaking. And fucking falling out way too quick.
I'm glad we're not seeing this on the IPA Today podcast.
Why?
Why is that?
He listens to this one.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't give a fuck if he does or he doesn't.
The other one more. But I'm dude, just you saying.
Know what, dude?
But you know what? It's constructive, though.
You know, if he can't fucking take
it. Well, honestly.
If anybody. No, not just him. If anybody can take what we bullshit and joke around. And to some level of sincerity, if you can't fucking take it, then fuck you,
man. I'll tell you what. I posted some other beers here and there, and I posted the five-star mango. And I had more likes on it than what I've posted recently. So I don't know as far as...
So...
I don't know how that attributes to as far as LCB or what, but it's... I posted a five star. I'm getting all kinds of likes.
I've seen that.
Oh, that shit's
fine. I've seen that, Josh.
If you take the five.
Mind if I fucking hit my stick in here?
Nah, you're fine.
It's not cigarette.
I got a TFTI from.
Thanks for the invite.
From Matt Newman.
So
did you really,
so Josh? Mm-hmm.
The five. You know what's impressive though to me is the five star. It
has a bunch of flavor. Don't get me wrong. Like the front end, like he mentioned.
It will fuck you up. If you think,
you take 8%.
You take some. If you think about, if you're a single guy, you take some fucking girl out.
That's like starts, a date rate rug. Date rate dog. That's a date.
That's date. Fucking, that's Bill Cosby. Date. Shit right there.
It's called Bill Cosby hard seltzer.
Because it's super easy drinking, right?
Have you seen the meme where it says like if you're seeing this, you're too late, and it shows Bill Cosby waving, but like it's like all like distorted. No. It's like, have you seen this? You're too late,
But you know, one thing that I think the White Claw has that the LCB five star doesn't have is the kind of corporate refining, right? I mean, Tyson just jumped into this game.
That's how it goes along with craft style opposed to,
you know, commercial style. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference.
And you know, so we've been fans and following LCB/Tyson since the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I was a fan even before LCB.
The Honey Wagon.
Yeah, Honey Wagon. Well, anyway, that's what I'm getting at, right?
Well, when we were for the podcast.
So we knew Tyson before he was LCB.
Yeah.
Okay. And the thing with Tyson, especially when he was a one-man show, mm-hmm. and as objective as he was, we are.
Tyson's never been objective.
Okay. So, but
I'm just gonna say it.
But he just got better. He got better. He got better. He got better.
No, he's definitely refining his craft.
He got better. He got better. He got better. He got better. All of his beers, he got better, better, better. He started with the stouts. He started getting into the IPAs. They got better. They got better. He got into the hazies. He got into sours. He got better. He got better. He got better. And that's what's going to happen with this fucking hard seltzer thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to get better. He's going to get better. And he's going to fucking knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
And I see where other people here, like in town, in Bakersfield, were like, oh, you know, oh, fuck. And I can see some jealousy thing because, you know, Tyson is a perfectionist.
Well, think about, I mean, when he first released his seltzers before Five Star was a thing, right? We went up there to do a podcast to talk about his beers. And, of course, we did the hazies and whatever. And the whole time, he's going, hey, check out my seltzers. And we're like, what the fuck's a seltzer? All we could do is talk shit about you.
Yeah, you guys fucking talked a lot of shit.
But it's great. It's great comedic relief.
Ew, yeah.
But, you know, because that's the only connection we had to seltzers, right? Because seltzers wasn't a thing yet, really in our mind, other than White Claws.
Other than White Claws and then
fucking and Joey liked them.
Me fucking drinking the fuck out of them for the entire summer.
And then he whips these things out that he's just experimenting with, right? Which
you're
really,
welcome, Tyson.
Yeah, but really, I mean, I'm looking at Josh on this as a home brewer to break something out that you're just starting to experiment with. It's kind of a gamble, right? I mean, you're kind of like, here, look at my balls.
Yeah.
Shaved or not shaved, whatever. What do you think?
The thing about Tyson, I respect, he dove into it like head first. Like,
head fucking first.
Head first, balls deep.
I'm not even going to brew these, but I'm going to sell them on a market right now.
Yeah.
Like I showed you a post at the bottle shop. They got the whole line of fucking Five Star now.
Yeah.
So it's like, he just he has
the whole line.
It's like a separate company.
Yeah.
Right.
The bottle shop that I bought all those 30 beers from. They're
when are you going back up there?
I work out there, but I'll go back there whenever.
Well, I don't want you to go out of your way, but
go out of your way.
It's not on my. It's only 20 minutes from where I work, and when they got
so when you go back, buy every fucking bit of his seltzers, and I'll reimburse you.
Yeah,
plus 20%.
They have the whole line right now.
No, 20%.
The bottle shop has the whole line. I showed Sean earlier.
He showed me a picture of it.
They have the whole line. They just released Tyson. Just released the pineapple seltzer.
Ooh, that's going to be a hit.
Pineapple sounds actually really
good. Well, Frank said
that'll make your fucking go-go juice taste better. So I've heard. Yeah. So I've heard. So I have not tasted it, and I will not.
According to Go Honey.
Go Honey.
Yeah. Oh, Honey.
Yeah. But like Frank had mentioned before, like his favorite root beer. I want to try root beer, but
I've heard a lot about that.
The bottle shop, like the mango was there. I had the choice of the mango, the apple, and I forgot whether flavor.
I bet the apple's pretty decent.
I think it would be decent. I wish I would have got the apple opposed to the mango. The mango
was good. It just peaks.
Might just be the mango because it has that. Like,
it could be
the vomit taste, like you said in the back end.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think I would taste that with the root beer, you know, so.
When they go to the bottle shop thing, next, right? I might just say it's kind of fucked up that I can get all these beers at the bottle shop traveling than local.
So that's what I've learned. So that's the thing. You're like, hey, girl. You know, you're like,
I'm getting a massage right now. He said, hey, girl.
Here, try this. This is root beer.
Who's the one in this scenario?
Like, oh my God.
I had my wife try the mango.
Your panties dropped. Oh, wow. Oh, look at that.
I've had my wife try the mango.
The shitty part about that is I don't wear any panties, Joey. You know that.
She didn't like the
mango. You will if I tell you to.
She didn't like this mango one.
Oh, really?
I've had her try White Claws and stuff, but like I had her try this mango 5-star. She wasn't a big fan
because of the mango flavor.
I think it's just the back end.
Yeah,
I honestly think it's only this mango flavor. This mango.
Well, we won't know until we try the other ones.
True.
Yeah,
but you think about like I'm thinking about process, right? I mean, we're home brewers or whatever. Where I have no idea what my White Claw to me. Dude, I'm personally
is a shit.
I'm very sensitive to like the artificial flavors, right? When you talk about like no sugar, whatever added, but it's artificially sweetened. My palate's very sensitive to that. To me, the White Claw has that.
No, it does.
But at the same time, it's very clean. It's a very clean drink, right?
So have you guys had those drinks in midsummer?
We're 4 hours in, just so you know.
In midsummer, mid peak of the heat.
You're talking about the middle of Viagra or what?
You're talking about Perrier water, actually.
So
Perrier water?
Perrier water.
So we had this drink, you know, and you guys know this. I spent a majority of the summer in Maine. Mm-hmm. It's fucking super humid. It was hot. It was fucking. It was pukey hot. It was fucking hot and fucking.
I'm sure. Hot and humid.
And we drank a lot of these fucking stuff.
Of the White Claws?
Yes.
Or just anybody's?
No, the White Claws.
Specifically White Claws.
Well, White Claws and Trulies, but mainly White Claws. Everybody did it. Not just the boys, the girls, the adults. I mean, everybody drank them.
The adults, is that what you said?
Yeah. And, you know, 18's an adult.
Oh, in California, 21 is an adult now.
We drank these. We drank a lot of them. We drank a lot of the stuff, too. Don't get me wrong. And, dude, it was a hit. So, yeah, I don't fucking blame Tyson for slamming...
No, for sure.
That shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because, there is a market. And if you can get the craft beer in that, you're a fucking winner.
Yeah.
Because that's a fucking hit. That's a fucking hit. For the 21-year-old college kids, that shit is a
hit. They love it.
Hit.
And I think that's what I was saying earlier about, you know, he's going up against a huge market like White Claw. And he's trying to, you know, and Tyson's very sensitive to, you know, he's very vegan and all that shit. And so he's trying to make something that's,
well, he's
al natural
for everybody.
Right? He's al natural.
He really is for everybody. You know, that's why
don't give him that much
that's
credit.
Why I kind of want to, like, I had the mango. I really want to try all the other flavors now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm telling you, dude. Buy all the flavors, and I'll reimburse you. Oh,
yeah. I didn't even realize there was a root beer flavor.
Yeah, there is.
I really want to try that.
Frank said that was his favorite, and I would think that would be, like, I wanted
to get through the whole episode where I didn't mention LCB, but here we are again.
Yeah, that one day.
You had that.
How'd all the beers get over there? I was like, oh.
Joey's making a fucking Taj Mahal over there.
Am
I going to wrap this up? We should wrap this up, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we?
You're going to say. Keep getting the microphone.
I'm going to give a shout out to Senior IPA because...
Fuck Senior.
Senior?
He's a shit.
No, he's been good to us.
He is.
We wouldn't text you during this whole show.
He acknowledged the hot water that I brought, and yeah. I really think that's cool because I really thought, like, hey, I'm on here. No one listens. What the fuck I say, but he said, hey, I finally got the hop water. I was like, shit, I really brought that out on this show.
Yeah, you for sure did. I still want some.
Oh, here.
not now. I got beer in here.
But, geez, as far as shout outs.
What are the shout outs? Joe doesn't give a shit about shout outs.
He's in a. You're going to hear his piss over my shout outs right now.
I'm going to turn the mic that way.
But
Listen.
Oh, yeah. There you go. On cue. Listen. But I really appreciate all the homebrewers, Two Victors. You know, homebrew, they're really good homebrewers. We talked about a collab before. Hopefully, we can get that going in Riverside. We talked about doing a north and south collab when I go over there and then north and south coming back this way.
Cool. But, that would be fun.
Yeah, but I haven't been brewing a lot lately, so.
Me neither.
I'm going to be brewing this Monday.
So, if you want to show up at Josh's Brew House, it's 1059.
That's going
to
be November 11th.
That would be brewing. This might be posted by then.
Yeah. But
probably not.
There's a tower of beers here.
Yeah, we're going to take some pictures. Mm-hmm. Josh's going
to
pose.
You know what? The hop water's going to have to go away.
Oh, the hop water's badass.
What the fuck is this?
Is there beer left in there, Joey?
Modern Times.
You drink that. We saved that for
what
you.
What is this?
That's Modern Times and Pizza Port.
Oh, that was a badass.
Ooh, it's delicious. That's delicious beer.
You drank it already, didn't you?
No, I think he was talking about fucking Five Star and White Claw. I really appreciate you guys coming over.
Yeah, shut this down, Joey.
This may be 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah, this is the first time I met Joey.
Yeah, you should do.
This is the first time you met Joey?
Yeah, it's a long time coming, this
podcast. Oh my gosh, this is like an epic podcast.
We've been talking shit on IG.
You guys never fucking invite me anymore. You guys don't like me anymore.
You're always invited.
Oh yeah, this is the first
Except
time
I met Joey. Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays.
You guys are dicks.
And now we're like,
you don't like the Mexican guy.
So now it's like, <We're> like
I don't know.
Well, Frank ain't here, so.
Fucking yeah. Frank.
I only know one Mexican guy.
And Frank's a fucking midget.
I can't wait for Frank to open his brewery. I'm like,
oh, dude, it's chopping gonna be so
at
awesome.
The, I'm as much chopping shit at the as we bit talk. Right now. I'm
dude, like, he's, oh, dude, he's literally like 7 minutes away from my house.
Yeah. Turn that down some more.
Turn it down some more. How's that?
So what we're talking about is Frank's brewery. First brewery in downtown Bakersfield in like 80 years. Second phase brewing.
He's going to do big things, especially if he lets me on board.
Come do some collaborations.
The home brewer.
Don't give Frank that much credit, dude, because then he's going to fail and then he's going to be fucking miserable.
I'm basing all my success off what Frank does, so.
You shouldn't. He knows it too. You should never base your success off somebody else.
Frank in the Bakersfield industry, yes.
You should base your own success off yourself.
It is coming. We're getting close to Thanksgiving. We're going to base the turkey.
I'm going to base.
So in my career, Kenny was my mentor, right?
Kenny was your mentor?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Kenny was a mentor, but I superseded him. He could only show me so much. You know, because of times.
The grasshopper becomes the master.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
What am I?
You're a cockroach.
I'm the cockroach.
You're
the grasshopper. Yeah.
No, you're not even a grasshopper. A grasshopper is 2 steps above a cockroach.
What's after?
You're a cockroach.
I think I lost count. I need a calculator.
And I'm a praying mantis.
We're gonna wrap this motherfucker up right now because it's gonna get deep. And people are going to get their feelings hurt. All right. You good? Thank you for coming.
Thanks, dude. Enjoy. We had a lot of great beer.
We did.
It was a lot of good beer.
We had a fucking tower of beer here.
We had a lot of amazing fucking beer.
And I appreciate you guys bringing it. I have no idea how I'm going to edit this shit. Josh, what do you got to say? No pressure, but
hop water
is the winner.
Yes,
you got fucking a half
dude,
a dozen.
This is good too. This
that's the pizza port.
Genitals, remnants,
genitals, genitals. You're drinking a different beer.
You're drinking Modern Times. Genitals. I remember genitals. What?
Right. What? I don't know. What
genital this is, reminders.
But it's fucking good for Modern yes. Times. And
Modern Times pizza port is killing it as far as collabs.
Back to the pizza.
Oh, yeah. What are we eating?
Peace. We enjoy. Need
something. We're eating something.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We're out.
We're out.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes and Google Play, Twitter @I'mNotKevinPod.